stretch of mild weather.
Rains were seen this fall in western North Dakota, but Syngenta Agronomy Services representative Nathan Popple doesn't think it was enough to alleviate the dry conditions. More moisture is needed.
As dry and as, you know, the extreme exceptional drought that we had, we're still seeing a lot of that. I think at least where it was exceptional, we're at least still in extreme. So it's very dry. There's a lot of concerns that come with that. A lot of issues that came up this year along with that too. So, you know, I always tell guys to plan for the best. Obviously, if we start getting some snow, we start getting some moisture, you know, coming through, things like that, that always helps. And I think improves morale whenever you start getting, but it's going to take a fair amount of snow, I think, to replenish the lakes and the potholes and things like that. But if we can get some subsoil moisture to at least get us started well this year, and then hopefully we just get some rain coming through the year.
Popple says several farmers are waiting to make their acreage decisions.
There's good commodity prices. There's also high fertilizer prices. And then we've got the dry situation. You know, the dry situation also throws into the wrench of, you know, do we have different carryover concerns that we wouldn't normally have? And so those are all things that I think farmers are thinking about and trying to consider. I certainly say to anybody that might have been thinking about pressing or pushing a rotation, not to do that, to make sure you completely follow what the label says to a letter when it comes to rotation this year.
Earliest.